Right then, it's 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is Radio Caroline, back on the air on 319 metres, 962 kilohertz or so. What a day it's been out here on the North Sea. You'll never believe what's happened. We'll tell you all about it in about 20 minutes or so. So, really nice to be back. Everybody's dried their feet and everything. A few people almost went swimming. They didn't want to, but it was very close. That's just the way it is. Right on, man. Good grief, you wouldn't believe everybody. So happy tonight out on the ship.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Well, what was that anyway? Tavares, and don't take the music away. The sea had a jolly good try today to put an end to it all, but we didn't let them do it. And, well, everybody's just having a ball on the ship now, celebrating the fact that Caroline and mi amigo, of course, are still here. Absolutely nothing that anybody can do about it. Right then, everybody got dry feet now? All the carpets have been dried out, all the fishes thrown over the side and everything? Good, all the lifeboats still hanging around.
Clean underwear as well.
You have? Oh, you fell in the sea, didn't you?
Well, I was trying to rescue a lifeboat.
Yeah, we have.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah, you kind of went backwards. You lost your watch in the sea as well.
Sure. If anybody just happens to have a spare watch with a date on it, you know, that says 1 until 32.
31.
So please send it to poor little Marky Tegan.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 212 Nazi.
Yeah, I haven't got a watch either at all. I haven't got one.
Okay.
No?
Send another one for Roger Matthews and one for
Stuart Russell.
Stuart Russell.
And one for Tom the Cook.
One for Tom the Cook.
You're the only chap with a watch.
I've got one, but mine is not very good. So
no?
Can I?
Oh. We'd all like a new watch. Okay, then. Here's some more music on this rather exciting evening here on the North Sea. It's 16 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock and a little bit of Tam the Motown now. This is from the Temptations and it's a thing called Get Ready. Missed the ashtray, Herman.
Okay.
Right then. Right on, man. The Temptations, that was, in a song called Get Ready. Okay, then let's start this little story about what happened today on the North Sea. It all started around 20 past 9 this morning when I was on the air. And
look at that!
What is it? A couple of oars in the studio. Okay, it all started about 20 past 9 this morning when I came into the studio to do my thing. Roger Matthews was in here as well, and Herman came in. And then he went into the record library, and there was a little pool of water on the floor. And he said, the radiator's leaking. So we all went in there and had a look, and we thought, good grief, that's a lot of water coming out of the radiator. That's 7 or 8 tons of it on the floor. Then we went up into the cabins on the starboard side of the ship, I think.
Yeah.
And it was all the same, all up one side of the ship. And we went down to the engine room, and how many feet of water was that under?
Well, it was about a foot high.
About a foot high on one side of the engine room, underwater. And that was it, freaking, panic. So everybody goes down to the engine room and get the pump out and start pumping the water over the side. And slowly but surely it started to go down. And then, lo and behold, the pump stopped, which was quite freaky because the water started to come up again. And we spent most of the day ripping up floorboards and hatches and everything looking for this hole that was supposed to be letting all the water in. Anyway, that's where we'll stop now. I'll tell you some more in a minute. Play some more music for a change. This is a thing called Get Up and Dance from Supertramp. Supertramp? Supercharge.
Supercharge, yeah?
Yeah, right on, man. Thank you, lads. Supercharged from the LP Local Lads Make Good, and a song called You've Got to Get Up and Dance. Right then, where did we get up to? We went down to the engine room, right. Oh, yes, then the pump stopped, and all the generators started making these funny gurgling sounds, and the water was sloshing about merrily underneath. So what did we do then? I've forgotten.
Well, somebody called Roger Matthews.
Oh, Roger Matthews.
Well, first of all, tell about the leak we thought we found beneath the generator.
Oh, yeah. We took up all the metal boards and things that you have down in the engine rooms that you walk on, believe it or not, and underneath that, was water, and it was bubbling. So we thought, oh, good grief, that's where the hole is. And it was all sloshing around amongst all the oil and everything, and it was getting higher and higher, and the back of the ship was going down and down, and the front of the ship was going up and up, and it was very strange, and it was all blah. Then what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had some contact with North Fallen Radio this morning, just to let them know what was going on and tell them of our predicament. It was great fun also letting some of the life rafts off the side of the ship and seeing them exploding up into great big...
trying to,
orange and blue and green things. They're still hanging around the ship, actually, if you're in the vicinity, if you want to come and have a look. And then we had a very nice visit from...
thinking, of course.
Of course. We had some nice visitors this morning, didn't we, from the Kent Police.
Yeah. Law everywhere.
Yeah. And they came out in their boat to make sure everything was okay, which was very nice of them. So on behalf of everybody on board, I'd like to say thanks to the Kent Police for taking the time and the trouble to come out and make sure everything's okay. Very nice of you. Right then. No, they didn't like the ship. Oh, good grief. They told us, we were sitting on a wreck.
It's
still here, as strong as a horse, also something like that. Okay, then we'll come back with some more exciting details when we've heard from the Doobie Brothers. Brothers and the Long Train Running. Talking about long things running, this ship is still back. It's going to run for lots and lots and lots more years, so don't panic at all. Right then, it's 8:29. What's that? Ship cracking up again. And where do we get to? I keep forgetting. What were we doing?
Everybody was taking those covers away. You walk on and...
Then what did we do?
We found the hole.
Oh, we found the hole, but it wasn't where we thought, was it?
We were walking around with...
Because we thought the hole was where it was, and then we managed to get the pump working, and it sucked the bilge just almost completely dry, you see, and we could have a good look and see where the water was coming in. And then lo and behold, up to the end of the engine room, it was coming through a little pipe. It wasn't coming in from the sea at all. It was a completely false alarm. The generators have cooling water pumped through them, you see, to keep them cool, obviously, otherwise they get hot and they say, oh, we're not working tonight, and they go off. And they're cooled by seawater, and seawater is pumped through these things. I can't explain it technically because I'm not technically equipped to do it. Roger Matthews will tell you all about it later on. The cooling water...
Taking charge, of course.
Joking, of course. Yeah, and that was it. That's where the water was coming from. But it was a very freaky situation up until we found that, and it's been plugged, I take it now. Everything's all tied up and... it's all, nothing's coming in anymore. So that's it. Back on the air. Never to go off again, so they say. Right. These are Fleetwood Mac. And the thing called Don't Stop, something we don't intend to do. This is a track from Rumours. This is Radio Caroline. It's 8:30.